This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frieda Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Easy Parcel started in 2014 with a mission to provide a simplified shipping platform where online retailers can search, compare and book for delivery from multiple established courier companies at affordable rates. The startup has since disrupted the logistics industry in Malaysia by providing the country's first single-point logistics service. Over the years, Easy Parcel was awarded the Top 20 Cradle Coach and Grow Startup Company and was a winner for ASEAN Rice Bowl Award. The company served over 500,000 SMEs across Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, with more than 25 million parcels delivered today. I'm here with Clarence Leong, founder and CEO. Are all the numbers still correct, Clarence?
And it's even grow even bigger now.
Right, I'm sure. So you'll tell me all about it. Now, we spoke 2 years ago, you know, talking about and you started in 2014. Do you still consider yourself a startup?
Mentality and mindset, yes, definitely.
Okay. And when you say mentality and mindset, what does it mean?
The agile portion, how can we move really fast? Mm-hmm. How can we really make the entire team that think is always very young mindset?
Mm-hmm.
And then as you can look at the entire team, even the age of the team is still very young, like average about 23, 25.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the eldest one.
Oh, okay. All right. You're the eldest. So you're the kung-kung in this, the grandfather
yes,
in this. Now, let's talk about your latest announcement. So you and Easy Parcel enhances portfolio with investment into iStore iSend. And so the homegrown pioneer in the e-fulfillment market. I'm reading this from the press release. So you guys raised 5.5 million USD in funding for this Series B, which co-led to you, Easy Parcel, and regional venture capital firm Gobi Partners. So why iStore iSend?
Very, very interesting angle where we look at the entire ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are now serving more than 700,000 to 800,000 micro SMEs.
Mm.
And over the past 7 years, they actually grow up together with us, like started from a very small e-commerce sellers from social media. And then now most of them, they're actually very sizable.
Mm.
So when all these sellers grow up, definitely if you look at our end as Easy Parcel wise, we always wanted to be growing together side by side with them.
Mm.
So we started to look into which are the areas and what are the tools and services that all these micro SMEs really need when they grow up to run their e-commerce business.
Right.
So if you look at all the big B2B sellers online, they already have all the muscle to build their own fulfillment centers.
Mm.
They have all the resources that they need. But these are all the areas where all these micro SMEs that they don't really have.
Mm. Okay. Now, iStore iSend currently has operations in Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, and Singapore, and is hoping to utilize a portion of this round of money, right, to expand to the fast-developing underserved markets of the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam, right? So how do you plan to venture into these markets?
For some of the countries, we actually is already there, like example, Singapore and Indonesia. So both of us is actually in the same place.
Mm.
So that instantly can unlock the further potential. How can we collaborate and introduce both services directly to each other's customers?
Mm.
And on top of the areas that we haven't been there, like example, one of its potential is Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So Vietnam is still a very early stage of e-commerce.
Mm.
And we definitely know the numbers is actually growing crazily.
Mm.
Like people going online and people buying online, people selling online. So
right.
If we can actually go in hand, then definitely it can help us to speed up the entire process of running from the ground.
Mm, okay. And so just before I go into the other elements of the announcement, right, you know, what was 2020 like for you in terms of your business? What was, how surprising was it?
Roller coaster, right? Like okay. In the very early days, right, volume of e-commerce actually dropped during... almost dropped like 40% during the first MCO 1.0 announcement because I think everyone started to panic and people who buy online all stopped buying online. People who sell online also not knowing what to do next. And everyone just wait and see. I think during that time, the only sales that gone up is like toilet paper, right? If we remember correctly.
Mm.
So to us as a logistic provider platform, we actually see significant drop about, as I said, like 40%, close to 40% during the first of 1 or 2 weeks of MCO. Right.
When everybody was in a state of shock.
Yes.
Okay.
Started to pick up after that. Even people who started to look into online solutions to help their business to sustain.
Right.
And because during that time, a lot of people actually noticed that, digitalization, my business, getting it online is so important during that time.
Mm.
And a lot of people started to venture into it.
Mm.
So just imagine, right, people who started, who is already online, selling online, that is a portion of volume is already there.
Right.
And on top of that, another portion of business is yet to go online, they also started online.
Mm.
So that's also one of the reasons or contribution to the growth of the volume and also revenue over the past, for us, it's like the 2020 year.
Right, so it's been a good year.
Yes, to be said so. And also, it also gives us a lot of opportunity to look into how can we enhance further the service level, the coverage area, and what other modules that we can actually help other businesses out there with the muscle that we have because of COVID pandemic, right?
Right. You know, so back to the announcement with iStore iSend, right? You said another the amount raised will also be spent on the further acquisition of online to offline clients in existing markets. Can you elaborate more on this?
When you look at all these online businesses, right, a lot of time, I'm not sure if you noticed, not just about in Malaysia-wise, but Southeast Asia or even Greater China, a lot of the micro SME sellers, they started from social media selling.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they grow bigger, when they grow further, they started to have their retail presence.
Right.
And that actually helped them to connect both online and offline customers at the same time.
Mm.
So this is also one of the thinking areas where we started to look into how can we also offer something similar to sellers in the region.
Mm.
Like how can we actually help them to build all these offline connecting points rather than they have to do it.
Mm.
And if you look at all these courier service providers that we have, how can we actually leverage on iStore iSend presence versus the last mile connectivity that we have from EasyParcel. So instantly we can actually build, not really saying build, but unlock the potential of having multiple warehouses across the region.
Mm.
And at the same time, that actually enables all these e-commerce sellers to basically have their product all across the place.
Right. Okay. Now, another element of this part announcement is that with this partnership, you'll help the end user not only with last mile deliveries, but warehousing and pick and pack services. So I'm assuming this is for the B2B market?
Both B2B and B2C.
Okay.
Because currently, right, if you look at the sizes of B2B and B2C, it's merely just a line different, right? And a lot of B2C, their size is actually quite huge.
Mm.
They all started from maybe from the small houses.
Right.
Or even from a room. And just imagine if everything is filled up. So definitely they need somewhere to store. It's either they actually build their own warehouses or they actually find someone who's actually good in doing that.
Mm. Okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about, you know, what's going to be happening with your business in the future months and years. So stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and I'm here with Clarence Leong from EasyParcel. We've spoken many times before, and of course, they started in 2014, and they've grown in leaps and bounds. And I guess the most recent announcement was their investment in iStore iSend, where they managed to raise 5.5 million working with them, and raising this fund with venture capital firm Gobi Partners, right? So the other thing as well is that, I guess, Clarence, you know, as the e-commerce industry continues to grow and the logistics industry grows alongside this, right? How do you see the new norm of business to be like in 2021 and post COVID-19?
Very, very good question. As in, I think comparing to now versus before, all of us actually buy even more online.
Right.
So that actually contributes the most of the growth in both e-commerce and also what we do as a logistic provider.
Mm.
So if you talk about the new norm, right, definitely more and more home-based micro entrepreneurs will be selling online, will be coming online.
Right.
And the best media that is leveraging on is definitely social media.
Mm.
Because that is the easiest entry level, and the cost is definitely lower than any way of how they actually promote their business online.
Hmm. Do you think this is going to continue, right, post-COVID?
Yes, definitely. Because more and more people actually notice how important it is, right? And getting online is never be that challenging and never be that difficult comparing to like 10 years ago.
Hmm. Right, okay. So,
definitely, the growth is will be ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I know EasyParcel, you know, when you were founded to help micro SMEs run their online businesses, right? So what are some of the initiatives that you have implemented in the past year to further help these micro SMEs during this pandemic and the MCO? I know y'all had a program of sorts.
Yes. Over the past years, we also noticed, right, majority of our customers are actually women.
Okay.
And during this pandemic, we actually launched a program or campaign. We call it Women Greeners campaign. And we're actually supporting them by giving away 50 free shipments of each of their parcel deliveries.
Okay.
So that we can actually help them to kickstart their online selling, and also at least they have a hassle-free process flow, not to worry which for a company to choose, where to actually send their parcel, how to actually get it done. And surprisingly, we have more than 7,000 women runners now on our platform.
Right.
Just over the past few months.
Okay, so they've leveraged on it, and then of course now they've become your clients.
Yes.
Right.
And definitely we are really happy to see them growing. Just like very early days, how we started EasyParcel.
Right. Well, that was 6 years ago, so into your 7th year now. Oh, 7 years ago. My goodness.
Yes.
Okay. What's in the pipeline for EasyParcel? Now, have you had to put any expansion plans on hold? I'm looking at the iStore, iSend. I guess not. But were there some things that you had to put on hold, or has it just been growth, growth, growth?
We're definitely wishing that the growth will continue everywhere. But of course, the pandemic also limits us in doing certain things, like previously, where 80% of my time is actually traveling across the region, looking after multiple countries, right? Pandemic actually put everything on hold. I haven't been flying since, I think, almost a year now. Really surprisingly, if that happened. For countries like Indonesia and Thailand, so definitely we need to change the way how we're actually managing that particular country, that particular vertical, because I cannot be there anymore. So how can we actually still keep the business running and at the same time getting even more local people to join us,
right,
where they understand the localization, they understand they are more self-proactive in doing what they do, rather than having someone to actually managing, micromanaging them. So a lot of changes have been done and a lot of try and error as well over the past few months to make sure everything still continue to grow.
Right. And you know, you're based out of Penang, right? Does it affect business because you're not even in the Klang Valley, right? Or and the fact that you didn't have to physically travel, or really technology is good enough for us to be able to do business?
From our end, definitely we see a big advantages for us because we are a technology company.
Right.
And basically, our team has been working from home since March last year, even 3 weeks before the announcement of MCO, that we have been already started working from home. So internal team communication, I think the bonding has getting even more greater because previously we don't really have like a daily Zoom catch up.
Right.
And now you just click on your PC and you are basically you can see all your colleagues every morning.
Right.
So yes, of course, physical touch is lacking because we haven't seen each other for a long time. But online-wise, the team actually get even closer to understand each other well on what verticals everyone is doing. Because that's how the team actually get connected.
Right. So it's,
and if you talk about myself, right?
Yeah.
Because previously I have to travel. I do a lot of like sharing sessions to meet our clients. And to me, now I skip all the hassle in traveling and I can focus more in getting the numbers right, knowing all the details. Even for Zoom meeting, right, just one click away, you can actually schedule a meeting instantly.
Right. So actually, there is more interaction in a way because you are online. And it's like, you know, I guess I'm meeting you for this. And then so there's less of that. You know, have you had your coffee? Do you want some coffee?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay. I also have to ask, you know, like, you know, having from 2014, you started with how many staff and how many do you have right now? What's that like to, you know, manage the culture in the organization?
We started off from 5 of us, and now the group level, we have grown to more than 500 of us, including drivers, deliveries, heroes. If you talk about culture, right, that is also another area that we have learned so much. Because when we started off as an Easy Parcel, the age group of the team is very, very young. All the young millennials who started their journey, a lot of them is still their first job here until today.
Right.
And 3 years ago, when we started venturing into the last mile providers, as in pigeon delivery, then it actually unlocked us to understand more, like managing more. It's nothing to do about with the age, but how we actually work together with people that is more knowledgeable in what they do in the industry. Like they have been in the courier service line for more than 30, 40 years. So they are the experienced one in the market, and we are the newbie. So that actually gives us a lot of understanding when we actually design the parcel delivery flow. How can we actually help them in enhancing their workflow? Like a lot of time when they first started their job is pen and paper, right? So how can we actually introduce technology to help them in getting parcel delivered from A to B? So that's always our focus.
All right. And of course, now, okay, with five to 500, that's a lot of fold, a lot of growth in terms of fold. And I guess, you know, still having to manage that growth, that's one element as well. Thanks for spending time with us this morning, Clarence. I'm sure I'll be speaking to you, you know, very soon yet again. And we've been watching your journey. So I've been speaking to Clarence Leong from Easy Parcel. This is Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.